WPGW, AM and FM, Portland. The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, to bring you the game between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the visiting South Adams Lady Starfires. South Adams comes in with a 10-9 record, Fort Recovery 2-9 on the year. So South Adams has played considerably more games than the Lady Indians have played. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore, Dr. Tom Banna, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart, at the Vormore Family Dentistry. It's the former family dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna sold his business recently to Dr. Kim Vormore. They're at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Dr. Banna will be staying on for a few months. Dr. Banna and Dr. Kim Vormore, would like to wish the Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's game. They'd like to be your family's dentist, and they are accepting new patients. There's a turnover for South Adams. Fort Recovery has the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Fort Recovery coming off a victory over Ansonia on Saturday in overtime, 57-51. And there's Kennedy Mollenkamp hitting the very first shot of the game, and that's a good sign. South Adams with the basketball. Lady Starfires came off a loss to Jay County on Friday night, 72-31. Here's a shot up, no good, by Peyton Priest of South Adams. They have two sisters on the team, Macy Priest and Peyton Priest. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Sage Luthold over it goes to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball. Works her way to the right side along the baseline. Stops. Passes back outside. There's Carly Niekamp. Niekamp free throw line. Now to Callie Wendell. Callie had 22 points on Saturday against Ansonia. And there's traveling called on Callie Wendell. Turnover on the Lady Indians. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Kalp Pharmacy, with their locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy, there's one near you. Shots up, no good by Macy Priest. Rebound comes to South Adams. Back out to Peyton Priest. Peyton dribbling the ball, free throw line. Over on the right side it goes to Delaney Dunnock. Dunnock fires it up, no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery to Maddie Guggenbiller. Fort Recovery leading 2-0 here in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter. Just underway. Maddie Guggenbiller with the ball. Stops. In trouble. Trying to find help. Gets it over to Callie Wendell. Wendell will fire from 15 and got it. Callie Wendell scoring. And the Lady Indians off to a quick start here. Leading 4-0 over South Adams. And that has been a rarity this year for Fort Recovery to have the lead in the early going like this. With the ball on the right side is Emerson Smith. She'll dribble. Passes in to Dunnock. Now on the left it goes over there to Cora Baker. Lost the ball. Turnover, South Adams. And now the ball is tipped out of bounds out of Kennedy Mollenkamp's hands by Macy Priest. Coach Wayne Krieger sends in a couple of subs for South Adams. He has been coaching for nearly 40 years. He has 613 victories in his coaching career over a 38-year period. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball, passing on the left side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dribbling in, stops, and there's going to be a offensive foul called on Maddie Guggenbiller. Count that as not only a foul, but a turnover. And the score is still 4-0, and South Adams will have the basketball. Fort Recovery will pick them up at half courts. Macy Priest and Peyton Priest, the two guards. Macy Priest will bring it up. Macy's a junior, Peyton's a senior on this team. Here's a drive, it's up, and we have a Foul called on Fort Recovery. No, basket was not good. Foul's called on Sage Luthold, number one on her. The Priest ladies were here 2 years ago as a freshman and a sophomore when they played Fort Recovery 2 years ago here. Can't really recall who won that game. Free throws up by Macy Priest, in and out, no good. South Adams yet to score tonight. 4-0, Fort Recovery with the lead. Macy Priest will have one more here. Lets it fly, and it is good. That makes it 4-1, Fort Recovery with the ball, and South Adams puts on the full court pressure. And Fort Recovery's in trouble, and Coach Holly Gann calls timeout to regroup. Timeout on the court. Score is Fort Recovery leading South Adams 4-1. We'll be back in just a moment.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Ask Cal Pharmacy's pharmacist about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis if you're enrolled in their weekly prescription program at Cal Pharmacy. Very convenient service. Again, South Adams pressing full court up to Maddie Guggenbiller across the timeline. Fell down, and it's a turnover on the Lady Indians. And now South Adams gets it back. I should say Fort Recovery gets it back as South Adams throws it away. Kind of exchange turnovers there. Maddie Guggenbiller had fallen and kind of hurt her knee, I guess, or ankle, one or the other. She goes out of the game, at least momentarily. Eva Colleague in now for Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell across the timeline. On the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back outside to Sage Luthold. Sage will pass to Callie Wendell. Callie pops a 15-footer, no good, in and out. Rebound, Eva Colleague. Brings it down, puts it back up, no good. Rebound, battled for. Going to be South Adams' Liz Gerber and one of the Lady Indians tying it up. So we'll go again here. Fort Recovery gets it on the alternating possession. There's a shot up by Carly Niekamp, no good. Rebound comes to South Adams. Down they come. Outside it goes on the right side to Liz Gerber. Gerber tries to pass it off, and the ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll be South Adams basketball. Fort Recovery touched it last. Here comes the inbounds pass from Macy Priest. Gets it in to Liz Gerber, but it's stolen by Fort Recovery. Turnover, South Adams, their fourth of the quarter. Now Fort Recovery's going to turn it over. Nope, they saved it. Sage Luthold back out to Callie Wendell. Missed the three. Rebound chased down and out of bounds off the fingertips of Carly Niekamp. Couldn't quite get to it. You know, for handicap medical equipment, visit Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center. It's located right here in Fort Recovery, in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. You name it, when it comes to handicap medical equipment, they have it at Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center. Macy Priest tried to bounce pass it in. Stolen by Callie Wendell. Five turnovers now on the Stars. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp in the lane. Pops the shot. Got it. Kennedy's on tonight. That's her second basket of the first quarter. And it's 6-1. Fort Recovery with a lead. Now we have an injured player with a knee injury.
Checking in with the Star players.
So, not sure who that was. I don't have her number on my roster here. But anyway, she leaves the game. Looked like a knee injury. Here we go with the play. South Adams gets the ball into Peyton Priest. Priest will pass on the right side to Dunnock. Dunnock will bounce in the lane to Macy Priest. On the left side, Macy passes over there to Cora Baker, and she missed the shot. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading 6-1 here in the first quarter. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left to Eva Kollig. Kollig dribbling the ball, passes into Maddie Guggenbiller, double-teamed, dribbling anyway, stops, and threw it away. Turnover, Fort Recovery, the fourth of the game. Here's Peyton Priest streaking down and laying it in. Nice shot there by Peyton Priest. She showed a lot of speed on that steal. That's the first actual field goal of the game for South Adams. Makes it 6-3 now. There's Eva Kollig wide open. Oh, missed the layup. Rebound comes down to South Adams. Maybe, yep. And we got a foul call on Fort Recovery. Going to call that on Callie Wendell. They say she reached in on Emerson Smith. Number one on Callie Wendell. So South Adams will bring it in. On the left side it goes. Lady Starfires with the ball, trailing here, 6-3. They could cut that down to one, though, here real quick. Here's Macy Priest driving in. Can't find the opening. Got her own rebound. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Eva Kollig. Kollig out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp racing down the far side. Now lost the ball out of bounds, and they say it was tipped by South Adams, so Fort Recovery keeps the ball. Holly Gamm, the head coach of the Lady Indians, and again Wayne Krieger, head coach of South Adams. Here we go with an inbounds pass, Maddie Guggenbiller into Callie Wendell. Wendell over to Eva Kollig. Now to Maddie Guggenbiller on the right, way outside. Callie Wendell at the top of the circle. On the left to Eva Kollig. Here's a shot by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Good! A three-pointer. Kennedy is on fire tonight. 7 points for her here in the first quarter. That was a three-point shot there. And ball shot is blocked, and Maddie Guggenbiller steals it away. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll have it stolen away. Nope, got it back. Callie Wendell at the lane, fires it up and good. Callie Wendell scoring. This is absolutely the finest first quarter I've seen the Lady Indians play all year. They're leading 11-3 here with 1:11 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Here's a reminder, the Cal Pharmacy location here in Fort Recovery is open extra hours each weeknight. Monday through Thursday until 7, Fridays until 6. Shots up, no good by Dunnock. Rebound comes down to Eva Kollig. Kollig gives it over to Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline. Between the circles now. Right side it goes to Sage Luthold. Sage will dump it back out to Eva Kollig. Now to Callie Wendell on the left. Callie drives in, stops, bounce pass underneath. It's up and good. Sage Luthold scoring. Callie Wendell gets the assist. And wide open at the other end, but South Adams missed the shot. They were wide open, but Cora Baker missed the shot. And Fort Recovery got the rebound. It's now 13-3. Lady Indians on top here. Right side to Sage Luthold. Just like a completely different team tonight, certainly than what we saw last Thursday when we scored 1 point in the first half. There's a shot up by Callie Wendell, no good, with just a couple of seconds left. There's a long shot by South Adams, no good by Peyton Priest, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Lady Stars are trailing the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery 13 and South Adams 3 at the end of 1. How about that? We'll be back in a moment.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoat from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Ask about Calp Pharmacy's weekly prescription program, delivering your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. There's a friendly Calp Pharmacy near you in Fort Recovery, Bern, and in Union City, Indiana. Fort Recovery gets the ball to start the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp on a three, and she got it again. Oh, they only gave her two. That was close to a three, just gave her two. And she has 9 points on the night. Here's an outside shot by Macy Priest, way off the mark. Rebound comes to Maddie Guggenbiller. Kennedy Mollenkamp playing the game of her life tonight. Maddie Guggenbiller with it. She'll dribble around underneath, puts it up, no good on the reverse layup. Rebound comes to South Adams. Here's Macy Priest at the other end and got it. Might have been a little bit of traveling music, but the official didn't see it. Fort Recovery with the ball. South Adams pressing. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Callie Wendell right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie dribbling the ball. Tries to pass underneath to Niekamp, and it's out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Indians, number five on the night on Fort Recovery. South Adams so far has five turnovers also on the night. Macy Priest will bring it up. Lobs it in to Peyton Priest. Back on the outside it goes. Over on the right to Dunnick. Dunnick will pass on the left to Cora Baker, and she scores. Cora Baker gets her first basket of the game. That makes it 15-7. Lady Indians trailing, Lady Indians leading by 8 points here. Sage Luthold with the basketball. We welcome those of you who are watching on the high school television network. Sorry about that. I forgot to put the audio in for you. Sage Luthold puts it up, no good. And South Adams with the rebound. And falling down, but saving the ball over to Dunnick. Here's Peyton Priest. Priest driving down, stops, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. You're listening to the broadcast on WPGW Radio at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM, and 100.9 on the FM dial. On FortRecoveryRadio.com and on the high school TV network. Free throws up and good by Peyton Priest of South Adams. That's her third point of the evening. She'll put it up and miss that one off the back of the rim. And the ball is out of bounds. Who's going to get it? They're going to say Fort Recovery's Niekamp touched it last. So a break for South Adams. Inbounds pass from Peyton Priest to Macy Priest. Priest girls are sisters, if you didn't know. Here's a pass on the left to Cora Baker. In the lane, back outside to Peyton Priest. She'll drive in, miss the shot, kind of a wild shot. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. On the ground, rolling around, a jump ball is called. Held ball between Niekamp and Peyton Priest. And it goes to South Adams. Carly Niekamp there and Peyton Priest on the held ball. Carly yet to score this evening. She had 8 points the other day in the win over Ansonia. There's a nice inbounds play. Cora Baker scores her second basket of the evening, and that cuts the lead to 15-10. Fort Recovery leading by five. Carly Niekamp with the ball, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be touched. They say Carly banged it off of Macy Priest, and it goes out of bounds. Those of you who were watching on the TV network didn't hear me mention that Wayne Krieger, the head coach of South Adams, has been at it nearly 40 years. He has won 613 games in his high school coaching career coming in to the game tonight. That's a bunch. Passed the 600 mark last year. His team is 10-9 this year. South Adams 10-9, Fort Recovery 2-9. So a big advantage for South Adams. They've played many more games than Fort Recovery. Eva Kolick back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. We're in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Carly Niekamp puts it up no good. It goes out of bounds, knocked out by South Adams. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer is K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp will toss it in, goes back outside to Callie Wendell, and she banks it in. Two-point shot just inside the top of the circle. Callie Wendell has 6 points now. Shots up by South Adams, by South Adams, no good. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery leads by 7, 17-10. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes down. She's had a very fine game. Fires this shot up. No good. Too long that time. And they're going to call a foul on Eva Colley going over the back of Cora Baker.
Her first team's fifth.
15 foul on Fort Recovery. So just two more and they will be, South Adams will be in the bonus. South Adams has not committed a single foul yet tonight. Macy Priest brings it up. Firing on the left side. There's a shot from the corner. And no good. And a foul's called on South Adams. I think they're going to call that on Cora Baker, I believe. Yep. That was Lexi McKibben who took that shot a moment ago. Foul's called on Cora Baker. That's number one on her. Emerson Smith comes in for South Adams. And leaving the game will be Lexi McKibben. Fort Recovery puts the ball in play against the South Adams press. Stolen away by Peyton Priest down to Cora Baker, and she scores. Turnover on Fort Recovery cost him there. Cora Baker puts it in. Fort Recovery continue to be pressed here. Callie Wendell's in trouble. Passes up to Carly Niekamp. It's knocked out of bounds by South Adams by Macy Priest. Macy goes up in the stands and retrieves the ball. Here we go with the inbounds play for Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. She tosses it in to Sage Luthold. Sage looking around over on the right wing. And a foul is called. No, they're going to call a jump ball. Held ball. And they say it's going to go to Fort Recovery on alternating possession. 17-12 the score. Fort Recovery's lead is down to 5. The lead at the first quarter was 10, so South Adams has cut the lead in half here. Eva Kolig with it on the left. Bounce pass into Carly Niekamp. Stopping, passing back out to Eva Kolig. Kolig dribbling the basketball. Now over to Callie Wendell. Wendell goes to the left, and she travels. Took a little extra step there. Turnover on the Lady Indians, number 6, actually number 7. On Fort Recovery, 4 in the first quarter and 3 now here in the second quarter. 3:26 to go in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. See the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Turnover number 6 on South Adams. Fort Recovery with the ball, and there's going to call Kennedy Mollenkamp of turning the ball over. You say she turned the ball over on the dribble, rolled it over, so South Adams will get the basketball. Macy Priest, right side to Peyton Priest. She'll fire in the middle to Dunnock, firing and hitting. Delaney Dunnock scores for her first basket of the game. 17-14, the lead is only 3 now, and then we have a jump ball called, and this time it's going to South Adams. And that's going to be marked down as a turnover for the Lady Indians. Macy Priest into Peyton Priest. Again, they're sisters. South Adams 10-9 on the year. Right side it goes. Peyton Priest stops, fires it up. No good from the lane. Got her own rebound. Back up. No good again. And a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. Peyton Priest is going to go to the free throw line for 2 shots. They're going to say Kennedy Mollenkamp called for the foul there. Peyton Priest with 3 points so far tonight. 1 out of 2 at the line, and there's one that's good. It makes it 17-15 now. Kennedy Mollenkamp will come out. Boy, she had a hot first quarter. ended up with 9 points in the first quarter. That's up and good at the free throw line for Peyton Priest. Got them both. It's now 17-16. Fort Recovery will bring it up against the press. Down to Sage Luthold. She'll stop on the right. Look for help. Gives off to Callie Wendell. Baseline over to Eva Kollig. Kollig back outside. Almost threw it away. Maddie Guggenbiller has it. Back to Eva Kollig. Kollig will go to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball. Goes inside to Carly Niekamp, and she scores. Carly Niekamp gets her first basket of the game after she had 8 the other day against Ansonia. Here's an outside shot by Peyton Priest. No good. Rebound comes down. And it's going to be held ball called. It's going to Fort Recovery. Last a game for South Adams. They were led by Macy Priest with 12 and Peyton Priest with 8 against Jay County's Lady Patriots. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller on the left. Back outside it goes to Callie Wendell. Into Sage Luthold. Back on the left to Maddie Guggenbiller. Here is Callie Wendell. Fires from the free throw line. No good. Off the mark. Rebound. Carly Niekamp. Good for Carly. Carly Niekamp scoring. That's her second basket of the quarter. And the score is now 21-16. Fort Recovery by 5. Minute 18 to go in the first half of play. Macy Priest on the outside lobs it in to Cora Baker, who scores. Nice play. Nice play for South Adams, and Baker has 8 points on the night. Left side to Callie Wendell. Here's Sage Luthold. And Fort Recovery threw it away. Dunnock steals it. Or she intercepted it. And there's a shot up and good by Macy Priest. That makes it 21-20 now. Fort Recovery's lead is only 1. Again, it was 10 points at the break. And there is timeout called by Holly Gann. She wants to talk about the press. Press has hurt the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here in the second quarter. 38 seconds to go in the half. It's 21-20. Lady Indians with a 1-point lead. We'll be back in a moment.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Just a 30-second timeout. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service. For outstanding service for all of your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, see the service technicians at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will throw it away. Tried to pass to Maddie Guggenbiller. Was intercepted by Cora Baker. Another turnover for the Lady Indians. Peyton Priest to sister Macy Priest. Back to Peyton. Peyton drives in the lane, stops, tries to fire it up. It's blocked by Carly Niekamp, and the ball is fought for, and there's a foul called on Dunnock of South Adams. No? Macy Priest gets called for the foul. I didn't see her anywhere near the action, to be quite honest about it. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in. Into Callie Wendell. It's a foul on Dunnock.
Foul.
Delaney Dunnock.
Her first team third.
Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in here for Fort Recovery. 21-20. We have 14 seconds to go. Lady Indians would like to get a shot off here. Maddie having trouble, and she threw it away. Now it's taken right back by Fort Recovery. So we just exchanged turnovers there. Callie Wendell with the ball. Down to 5 seconds. Maddie Guggenbiller drives down, stops, lost it, fires, and misses. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. 21 for the Lady Indians and 20 for South Adams. South Adams outscored Fort Recovery 17-8 in that second quarter of play. Again, Lady Indians on top by 1 point here at the halftime break. Thanks again to our Second quarter scoreboard sponsor, your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They also carry the Kloss Farm equipment as well. And remember, you can get the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And also, they have the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available too at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back with our halftime stats coming your way in just a moment. Once again at halftime, 21-20. Our studio producer at the radio station is Eric Catterly. Ava Shane is the studio producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's Ava Shane. And Neil Spencer's also here at the game site. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The score at halftime is Fort Recovery leading the South Adams Lady Starfires 21-20. I don't believe South Adams has ever led yet in the game, but they're getting close. The full court press brought them back in the second quarter, and it's only a one-point game now, 21-20, Lady Indians on top. Thanks again to our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Kalp Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, and Bern, and K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Looking at the scoring here, Lady Indians are led by Kennedy Mollenkamp. She has 9 points in the game, and I believe all nine were in the very first quarter of play. She had three twos and a three-point basket in the first quarter for her 9 points. 6 points for Callie Wendell. She has 3 2-point baskets. 4 points for Carly Niekamp on 2 2-point baskets. And Sage Luthold with 2 points on 1 2-point basket. The Lady Indians have not shot a free throw. And I'm not sure. I don't think South Adams was ever called for a single foul in the first half of play, as a matter of fact. Once again, 9 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp, 6 for Callie Wendell, 4 points for Carly Niekamp, and 2 for Sage Luthold. For the Lady Starfires, 10-9 on the season, coached by Wayne Krieger. Cora Baker actually leads the way with 8 points here at the half. She has 4 2-point baskets for 8 points. Peyton Priest has a total of 5 on a 2-point basket and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Sister Macy Priest also has 5. She has 2 2-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And Delaney Dunnick has 2 points to round out the 20-point scoring for South Adams in the first half. Again, Cora Baker with 8, 5 apiece for Macy Priest and Peyton Priest, 2 points for Delaney Dunnick. Turnovers at the half. Fort Recovery has committed a total of 12 turnovers in the first half, but 8 of those came in the second quarter when the Lady Indians had to go up against the full court pressure of South Adams. South Adams has a total of 7 turnovers in the contest, so they definitely have the advantage there. Again, 12 turnovers for Fort Recovery, only 7 for South Adams. At the end of the first quarter, 13-3, the Lady Indians leading by 10 points. And then, again, South Adams kept chipping away with their full court press in the second quarter. And they have fought back to within 1 point here at 21-20. Fort Recovery still in the lead at halftime. We'll be back with the second half of play coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fortside Fieldhouse, that's where we're at tonight for the ball game here between Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the South Adams Lady Starfires. And once again, the score is 21-20. South Adams trailing by 1 point here at the half. We'll be back in just a moment with the start of the second half of play.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open house at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
Wayne Krieger giving his ladies some last-minute instructions. So is Holly Gann. Holly Gann, the head coach of the Lady Indians. Lady Indians played a really nice first quarter tonight. That's the best first quarter I have seen Fort Recovery play all year, scoring 13 points in the quarter and led 13-3 at the end of the first quarter. But South Adams, again, using that full court press, came back and caused the Lady Indians problems in the second quarter. South Adams will have the ball to start the third quarter of play. Third quarter is being brought to you by Cooper Farms, several area locations. They'd love to have you work for them. Just check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/joinourteams. cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. And there's a feed over to Cora Baker, and she scores again. Cora Baker with 10 points on the night, and that puts South Adams in the lead at 22-21. Again, full court pressure here for South Adams. Fort Recovery having problems and lost the ball. And South Adams threw it away right away, and Fort Recovery got it back. Down to Maddie Guggenbiller inside, up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Maddie will go to the free throw line. So Fort Recovery maybe got a break there. Maddie has not scored tonight. She will be shooting two here. Bounces the basketball. Lets it fly, and it's up, and it is no good. Well, the band took a break, and it's very quiet in here at the moment at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Maddie Guggenbiller shoots it again. It is no good again. Rebound, Sage Luthold. What a great rebound from behind over to Callie Wendell. Callie falls down, and a foul is going to be called on Macy Priest. Macy helps Callie up.
Foul, Macy Priest.
Second team foul here in the quarter. Here's Carly Niekamp getting an easy basket on the inbounds play. Maddie Guggenbiller feeding to Carly, and she was right underneath and had an easy little shot. Makes it 23-22. Fort Recovery now leads by one after trailing by one. Delaney Dunnick. Over it goes to Emerson Smith. Now to Macy Priest on the right. She'll dribble down, tries to feed it off. Ball's loose, and Callie Wendell comes out with it. Down she comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy threw it away. Tried to feed Callie Wendell, and I don't think they're going to say South Adams touched it. Nope. South Adams will get the ball. Turnover, Lady Indians. Macy Priest will bring it up. Number four on her uniform. Works her way to the right side. Will lob it inside to Carly Niekamp. Not who she wanted to hit. Turnover South Adams. Carly Niekamp steals the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes down. Left to Callie Wendell. She'll pass to Sage Luthold. Dribble stops. Fires it up. And, oh, didn't go down. Rebound Kennedy Mollenkamp. Got it. First basket she's had since the first quarter. That gives her 11. She had 9 points in the first quarter. What a hot start for Kennedy. Here is Delaney Dunnett coming down the lane. No good. Back over to Cora Baker. Outside to Emerson Smith. Smith now will hit Dunnett with the ball. Dunnett goes up. No good. In the lane, rebound up. No good. Actually, Peyton Priest up. No good. Dunnett then got the ball, and it goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. 25-22. Is the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard here. 5:30 to go in the quarter. Here's Macy Priest being fouled as she was taking a shot. She'll be at the line for two. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, again in Fort Recovery and nearby St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg. Free throw is good by Macy Priest. She will have one more here. Makes it 25-23. South Adams trails by two. And that one's good. And it's now 25-24. Fort Recovery up by one. South Adams will continue to press here. Carly Niekamp to Sage Luthold. Down to Maddie Guggenbiller. Goes through her hands. And South Adams on the steal. Looked like Fort Recovery had the press broken. And all of a sudden it didn't work. And here is a foul called on Carly Niekamp. Boy, that was a late call. And at the line will go Delaney Dunnick to shoot two free throws. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call them at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Dunnick's first free throw is no good. This is the first time she's been at the line tonight. That was Carly Niekamp's first personal foul on the evening. One more for Dunnick. Lets it fly. It's good. One out of two for Delaney. She has 3 points on. Bring it up against the full court press. They just have all kinds of issues here with this. Carly Niekamp, and they're going to say 10 seconds. Fort Recovery didn't get the ball across the timeline in time, so they'll turn it over again. That's 16 turnovers now in the game, only four in the first quarter, and so 12 since then. Left side it goes to Macy Priest. Macy back to her sister, Peyton Priest. Fires a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold. Sage will dump out the rebound to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp brings it down. Left side to Callie Wendell. Back out to Mollenkamp. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Fort Recovery leads by, oh no, it's tied now with that last free throw. Tied 25-25. Here's Carly Niekamp inside, no good. Rebound, Sage Luthold, no good. And Sage is going to be fouled in the act of shooting. She will be at the line for two. That's on Macy Priest, one of their star players, and that's three on her. See what Coach Wayne Krieger decides to do here about that. Free throw by Sage is no good off the back of the rim. Sage will have one more. This is not her forte. She just is not a very good free throw shooter. Dunnick will go out, and coming into the lineup for South Adams is Liz Gerber. This one's up, and it's good. She made me eat my words. Sage Luthold hits one of two. Makes it 26-25. Fort Recovery back in the lead. Fort Recovery has led most of this game tonight, except for a brief moment here in the third period where South Adams led. Macy Priest out front with the ball, guarded by Callie Wendell. She will dribble off the pick. Now passes on the give and go. It's up and no good by Cora Baker. And rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will come down. Works her way to the right side. Goes inside. Passes back to Callie Wendell. 3-point shots, no good. Rebound saved by Callie Wendell, but into the hands of South Adams. Peyton Priest over to Macy Priest. Macy comes down across the timeline all the way. Scoops it up, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call the foul on Maddie Guggenbiller.
Foul, Maddie Guggenbiller.
At the line will go Macy Priest. She will have two shots here. Puts it up, and it's in and out, no good. Macy has a total of 7 points on the evening. Back to the line for the second one here. And this is good. So she's 4 out of 6 at the free throw line tonight, and 8 total points for Macy Priest. Down comes Fort Recovery. Maddie Guggenbiller wide open, dumps it over to Eva Kolick, misses the shot. Rebound out of bounds off of Carly Niekamp. South Adams will have the ball back. Tie score here, 26-26. Macy Priest brings it up in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Be sure to check the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. There's a steal by Maddie Guggenbiller. Turnover number 11 on South Adams. Maddie will be called for traveling. Took a little extra step there. She took a 3-point shot. It did not go in anyway. Sage Luthold comes in, and Carly Niekamp will take a rest. So the Lady Indians have Maddie Guggenbiller, Sage Luthold, Eva Kolig, and Kennedy Mollenkamp, along with Callie Wendell in the lineup. Out front with it there was Liz Gerber. She'll pass around on the left to Cora Baker. Cora now will pass in the middle to Peyton Priest. Back to Cora. Back on the right it goes to Emerson Smith. Smith back out to Cora Baker. Back to Smith in the lane, drives, no shot. Gives off to Cora Baker, puts it up and scores. Cora Baker having a great game with 12 points on the night. Down comes Fort Recovery. Eva Kolick double team. She dribbled right into the trap, but got it away to Sage Luthold somehow. Out to Callie Wendell on the left, and there's going to be a dribbling violation called on Callie Wendell. The official says that she turned it over when she was dribbling. Fort Recovery trails here 28-26. Turnover number 17 now on Fort Recovery. Down comes Macy Priest with the basketball. Right side to Emerson Smith. Back out top. Peyton Priest on the left. It goes to Gerber. Gerber will pass over on the right side to Emerson Smith. Tried to go down to Cora Baker, and it's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery 2-9. They came off a nice win on Saturday in overtime over Ansonia, 56-50. South Adams 10-9. Their last game, they were walloped by Jay County by a score of 72-31. Gerber puts a shot up, missed it. Rebound Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left, Callie Wendell. She'll pass down low, shots up, and no good by Sage Luthold. Rebound comes down, jump ball is going to be called. Held ball will be called. Out of bounds on the end to Fort Recovery, I believe. Yep. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in. See if the Lady Indians use the inbounds play to Carly Niekamp. Wayne Krieger wants timeout or not?
Time.
Yep, Wayne Krieger wants time, coach of South Adams. So time on the court, 1:40 to go in the third quarter. It's Fort Recovery trailing South Adams, 28-26 on the Cooper Farms. Very fine third quarter scoreboard. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, Fort Recovery will have the basketball back here. And they threw it away. Well, maybe not. Up, and Maddie Guggenbiller came out with it. On the left side it goes. Kennedy Mollenkamp open, firing and missing from about 17 feet away, just inside the three-point line. And the rebound comes to South Adams. Down to Macy Priest. Here she goes. Lays it up and in. Macy Priest scoring. That gives her a total of 10 points on the night. And the score is now 30-26. South Adams' biggest lead of the game at 4 points. Maddie Guggenbiller in trouble and threw it away. And Coach Holly Gann called timeout. So Fort Recovery saves possession. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, I'm Rob Weaver here. As you're listening to Fort Recovery and South Adams in high school girls basketball, Again, we're on WPGW, also on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on the high school TV network. Eric Catterly, our studio producer at the radio station, and Ava Shane is the studio producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. And the ball is stolen by South Adams, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Coach Wayne Krieger wanted a travel call on Callie Wendell, which she did, but it didn't make any difference because she gave the ball up on a turnover anyway. 30-26, South Adams with the ball. Gerber with it on the right side. She'll pass down to Peyton Priest in the lane, over to Cora Baker back outside. Emerson Smith now to Macy Priest, fires it up, missed it, short. And saved by Gerber, into the hands, though, of Callie Wendell, but stolen by Macy Priest. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Here's Gerber with the shot and got it. Liz Gerber gets her first basket of the game, and that makes it a six-point lead at 32-26. Fort Recovery has just not been able to handle the press tonight. That's been the difference in the game. Callie Wendell comes across, and they're going to call 10 seconds on Fort Recovery. Boy, I thought that was a quick call. But that's what the call was. Another turnover on the Lady Indians. Turnover number 20 now, compared to only 11 for South Adams. Peyton Priest on the right side. Drives underneath. Lobs the shot up. Gerber got the rebound. Cora, or Emerson Smith, hits right at the gun. A two-point basket for Emerson Smith, right at the gun at the third quarter. And that makes the biggest lead of the game for South Adams. South Adams 34, Fort Recovery 26. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find them in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg. Again, check out their many employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, South Adams with the lead, 34-26. They trailed by 10 points at the end of the first quarter, 13-3, but then South Adams put the press on, and they've kept it on ever since, and it's really caused Fort Recovery huge problems. Fort Recovery only had 4 turnovers in the first quarter. They've had 17 turnovers since that time once the press got put on by South Adams. South Adams will have the ball here to start the fourth quarter of play, leading by 8 points. Down comes Macy Priest, works her way to the right, looking for a teammate. Now she decides to drive in, now feeds off to Cora Baker, puts it up, missed it, short. Rebound up, no good by Peyton Priest. Got her own rebound up, no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will bring it up across the timeline, goes all the way down. A collision between her and Macy Priest, but no call. Carly Niekamp on the left to Eva Kolig, misses it. Rebound, Sage Luthold, no good. Rebound comes down. It's Callie Niekamp with the ball. Callie on the right side. She had 22 points the other day against Ansonia. So far tonight, only 6 for Callie and none here in the second half. Sage Luthold to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell with only 6 points. And there is a foul called on Cora Baker, South Adams, out of bounds. Not a shooting foul. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Yeah, Callie Wendell had a great game the other day against Ansonia with 22 points. Into Carly Niekamp, no good. Rebound comes down to Cora Baker, and she gives it off to Peyton Priest and now Macy Priest. Macy comes down across the timeline. 8-point lead for South Adams, 6:45 to go in the game. Macy Priest will fire it up, no good. Rebound comes to Gerber. saves it, but into the hands of Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy will bring it up. Across the timeline. Looks away to the right side. Will stop and fire and will miss. Well, she couldn't miss in the first quarter. Now, since then, she really has not been able to hit anything. Ball goes out of bounds off the rim. Will be given to South Adams. 34-26, Lady Starfires in the lead. Again, they're 10-9 on the year. Fort Recovery 2-9. There's Gerber with the ball. Back over to Peyton Priest. Right side to Cora Baker. Back out to Emerson Smith. Almost lost it. Peyton Priest will lob it inside to Macy Priest. Throws the shot up, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. That was just a heave, and she drew the foul.
Foul on three, Carly Dean. Her second, team step, Macy Priest.
Carly Niekamp picks up the foul, and Macy Priest will go to the free throw line. Will go to the free throw line for South Adams. Macy tonight has 10 points in the game. She is 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. Puts this up and got it. Now 5 out of 7. 35-26. That is the biggest lead of the game for South Adams. They continue to pull away here. One more, it is good. Macy Priest with now 12 points on the night, and it's a 10-point lead, 36-26. Callie Wendell double-teamed over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery threw it away, another turnover. Macy Priest puts it up and in. That's been the doom of the Lady Indians tonight, not being able to handle the press. There, the ball's knocked away. Eva Collig got it back over to Carly Niekamp. There is no way that should be 10 seconds. That ball was tipped by South Adams. So the count should have started over, in my opinion. But the Lady Starfires get the ball back. Another turnover on Fort Recovery, and officially, according to the official, Dunnick will pass in to Peyton Priest, puts it up no good. She's fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line. It's going to be called on Kennedy Mollenkamp.
Foul Kennedy, her third, team six.
Peyton Priest has been 3 out of 4 at the line tonight, so you will have 2 here. First one's no good off the back of the rim. The Priest girls have put quite a mark on South Adams athletics, not only in basketball, but also in volleyball and softball. Second one is good by Peyton Priest. Gives her 6 points on the night. Down comes Callie Wendell with the basketball. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Eva Collig on the left to Callie Wendell. Wendell passing back outside to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller passing to Eva Collig. No shot there. Now she does decide to shoot. Misses. Rebound out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. So South Adams will have the ball. Leading by 13 points now, 39-26. Inside to Cora Baker, back out to Peyton Priest. There's Delaney Dunnick, and she is fouled by Eva Collig. Fort Recovery has scored all of 5 points here in the whole second half so far. Had 13 points in the first quarter, led 13-3, had 8 points in the second quarter, and only 5 points here in this second half of play. Free throws up and good by Delaney Dunnick. She will have one more. Up and good. Gives her 5 points on the night. And the score is 41-26. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Macy Priest of South Adams. Carly Niekamp will toss it in to Callie Wendell. Wendell across the timeline. Passing now to Maddie Guggenbiller. Dribbles. works her way on the left of the lane, back outside to Callie Wendell. Callie will dribble around, fire a three-point shot, no good, off the mark. Rebound chased down by Callie, down in the corner, brings it back out. There's Maddie Guggenbiller, sets on a three, good. Maddie Guggenbiller gets a three-point basket, finally gets off the snide there. First points of the game for Maddie, makes it 41-29. Lead is back to 12, still time. There's a steal by Callie Wendell, and now there's going to be a foul on South Adams on Macy Priest. Callie Wendell stole the ball away, and then they ended up calling a foul on Macy Priest trying to get the ball back. 41-29, 3:48 to go here in this fourth quarter of play. Fort Recovery trailing in the game. Maddie Guggenbiller lost the ball. Another turnover on, no, they say South Adams touched it. They said that Delaney Dunnick touched the ball, so Lady Indians get a break there. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in. Comes in to Kennedy Mollenkamp. There's Maddie Guggenbiller on a three, won't go. Rebound Cora Baker for South Adams. Here come the Lady Starfires. Peyton Priest with the basketball. She will pass on the left to Emerson Smith. Emerson on the right side to Cora Baker. Back outside it goes to Macy Priest. Macy will go to the lane and threw it away. Oh, but they say it was tipped by Fort Recovery. So South Adams will keep the ball. Up next for Fort Recovery, we have Marion Local on Thursday at Marion Local. We will not be broadcasting that game, but you can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, at Marion Local on Thursday for the Lady Indians. And there is a foul call on Eva Kolig, I believe. Yep, foul's called on Eva Kolig. Next game for the Fort Recovery boys is at home with Marion Local on Friday of this week. And the girls are at Marion Local. Our next broadcast is at Franklin Monroe on Saturday, and that is a 10 o'clock start time, they say now. So 10 o'clock for the start time of the Franklin Monroe game at Franklin Monroe on Saturday. And there's Delaney Dunnick hitting two free throws to make it 43-29 now. Maddie Guggenbiller will leave the game. Sage Luthold will come in. 43-29, Lady Indians down, and being pressed again by South Adams. South Adams not letting up. Here's Carly Niekamp across the timeline, back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Left side, Eva Kolig, three-point shot is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Eva Kolig. Passing to Callie Wendell. Callie will dribble right. Backs out. Over to Eva Kolig on the left. And there is a
foul on number four. Macy Priest, her fifth.
Fouls on Macy Priest of South Adams. Didn't see what the call was, but Macy Priest got nailed for a foul. That is her fifth, and she fouls out of the game. So Macy Priest has fouled out of the game. Pass comes in to Carly Niekamp. She scores, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Carly Niekamp gets her eighth point of the game. That equals her eight-point output the other night. Four out of the last five games, Carly has either been close to double figures or has been in double figures. She's been eight twice. And now nine. As Carly hits the free throw, makes it a 43-32 game. 2:31 to go. Down comes Peyton Priest across the timeline for South Adams. Fort Recovery trying to put some extra pressure on South Adams. Time is running out here. Emerson Smith to the right. Back outside it goes to Peyton Priest. Peyton dribbling the ball, circles around. South Adams eating the clock up here. There's a foul called on Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery. Number three on Callie. At the line is Peyton Priest. 2 minutes and 2 seconds left to go here in the game. Peyton Priest at the free throw line. First one's good. She will have one more. Gives her seven on the night. This will be eight. And she got that. Fort Recovery puts the ball in play. South Adams refusing to let up on the full court pressure. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes down. Passing out to Carly Niekamp. Fires a 17-footer. No good. Rebound. Kennedy Mollenkamp. Shot's partially blocked. Callie Wendell got the rebound. She'll fire it up from three. No good. Rebound comes down to Emerson Smith. Emerson brings it down. Over goes to Peyton Priest. Just fouled. That's your only hope now is the foul, and they did. Callie Wendell commits a foul against Peyton Priest. So Peyton will be back at the line. She's probably not the one you want to foul, but you don't have much choice when she's the one that's got the ball in her hands. And that's what Coach Wayne Krieger wants to have happen. It's up and no good. Missed that one. 1:29 left to go in the game. 45-32. Fort Recovery trails by 13. Lady Indians led by 10 at the first quarter, 13-3. All looked well until South Adams administered the full court pressure, and then Fort Recovery has just not been able to handle it. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp going down. She scores. She's fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call that on Emerson Smith. Kennedy Mollenkamp now with 13 points on the night. That tops her 12 she had the other night, the other day against Ansonia. She will have her first free throw here for Kennedy. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is good. 14 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's 46-35, 11-point lead. Only 1:21 left. Timeout Fort Recovery. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Timeout is over. South Adams will have the ball here, leading by 11, 46-35. Only a minute 20 left in the game. Down comes Peyton Priest with the basketball. She will hold it out. They're going to say she turned it over. Coach Wayne Krieger says, what? Turnover on South Adams. That is only their 13th turnover of the game compared to Fort Recovery's 22. Callie Wendell brings it down across the timeline. Passes out front to Eva Colley. Eva will dribble to the left, stops. Back out to Carly Niekamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp. Come on, gal, shoot the ball. Sage Leuthold with it. And stolen by South Adams. I don't understand that, gals. You got to shoot the ball. You're bound down by 10 points. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Peyton Priest with the ball over to Emerson Smith. Down to Cora Baker. Back outside to Peyton Priest. 36 seconds left, and this game is over. Fort Recovery's going to lose game number 10 tonight. Looked good for a while, but didn't last too long. After South Adams went to the full court pressure, the Lady Indians just could not handle that. There's traveling called on Emerson Smith. She thought she might have been tripped up there. 14 turnovers on South Adams now. 19 seconds left. 46-35 is the score at the moment. Kennedy Mollenkamp over to Sage Luthold. Back out to Eva Colley. Now to Callie Wendell. Fires and misses. Rebound comes down to Cora Baker of South Adams. And that's your game. 46 for the South Adams Lady Starfires, 35 for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back to wrap up the broadcast right after this.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a SimpliSafe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Fort Recovery got out to a great start tonight, leading 13-3 at the end of the first quarter. But a full court press by South Adams, administered in the second quarter, cut that lead down to 1 point at 21-20. By the end of the third quarter, South Adams had taken the lead, and they never looked back and won the game 46-35. South Adams did not lead in this contest until early in the third quarter, but then once they got the lead, they just gradually built it up. I think their biggest lead at one time was 13 points. 46-35 is the final, the Lady Starfires winning. They go to 11-9 on the year, and Fort Recovery drops to 2-10 on the campaign. Fort Recovery was led tonight by Kennedy Mollenkamp. What a great start for Kennedy. She had 9 points in the first quarter, ended up the game with 14 points on the night. She had a total of 5 2-point baskets, a 3-point goal, and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. The Indians didn't get a whole lot of free throws tonight, that's for sure. Carly Niekamp had 9 points, 4 2-point goals, and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. It was 6 points for Callie Wendell. Callie had 3 twos, and they were all in the first half. She was not able to score in the second half of play. 3 points for Sage Luthold on a 2-point basket, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And 3 points for Maddie Guggenbiller on a 3-point goal in the second half. She was 0 out of 2 at the free throw line. Again, 14 for Kennedy Mollenkamp, 9 for Carly Niekamp, 6 points for Callie Wendell, 3 apiece for Sage Luthold and Maddie Guggenbiller. Indians ended up with 23 turnovers on the night. That compared to South Adams, a total of 14 turnovers on the evening. So a big advantage there for the Lady Starfires. And again, it was all created by the full court pressure. For South Adams, they were led tonight by Macy Priest with 14 points. Macy had a nice evening, had 4 2-point baskets, and ended up with 2, 4, 6 free throw line, or 6 free throws. I think she was 6 out of 8 at the free throw line for her 14 points. Next in line was Peyton Priest with 9 points. I'm sorry, Cora Baker was next in line with 12. Cora had a very nice game, especially in the first half, with 8 points in the first half. She ended up the game with 12 points on the night on 6 2-point goals for Cora Baker. Then comes Peyton Priest. Peyton had 9 points on the evening. She only had a 2-point basket. Otherwise, All of her points came from the free throw line. She hit on 7 out of 10 at the line tonight for Peyton Priest for her 9 points. Delaney Dunnick had 7 points on the evening. She had a 2-point goal and was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Excellent free throw shooting for Dunnick. And then 2 points apiece for Emerson Smith on a 2-point goal and 2 points for Liz Gerber on a 2-point goal. Again, the final score, South Adams upends the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight by a score of, again, 46-35, coming from behind to win this ball game. Once again, Fort Recovery's next game is at Marion Local on Thursday. We will not be broadcasting that game on Thursday night. Our next broadcast for the Lady Indians is on Saturday when Fort Recovery plays at Franklin Monroe. And I do remind you, they have changed the start time on that. That is a 10 o'clock start time on Saturday from Franklin Monroe. For our fine sponsors, for the Lady Indians and the Lady Starfires, and certainly thanks to our studio producers tonight, again, Eric Catterly at the radio station, and also Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Fort Recovery. Again, that final, 46-35. South Adams beats the Fort Recovery Lady Indians.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.